In this contentious political climate, many families are split on the issues. Some don't even agree on whether or not to vote in the first place. That's the case for first-time voter Aaliyah Kissick. Illinois Newsroom's Rachel Otwell introduces us to her and her family.
Aaliyah is an 18-year-old from Athens, a small town in central Illinois. She says she's excited to vote in her first general election this year. Aaliyah talked with her mother, Cheryl Kissick, about the family history of thoughts around politics.
Do you remember the first time I got excited about politics?
You have been excited for politics ever since, you know, probably junior high was when you started discussing politics. And I was like, wow, this girl's already excited about what's going on in the world. And I remember you coming home from school and saying, you know, this is going on. And it's like, I better start watching TV because I hadn't a clue. And you already knew what was down.
What was your reaction to realizing that I was getting excited about it?
I was actually kind of nervous because I hadn't been raised around politics, and I was always like, no, we don't discuss them. You know, we don't argue about them. And you come home and you're like, this is what's going on. This needs to change. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
So you adopted me. I'm adopted. You adopted a biracial girl because I am half black. Did adopting me change the way you thought about politics anyway?
It changed everything about my life. Just naturally, the racism was one of the big areas, you know, and the lack of equality in political offices.
So did you vote in 2016, Mom?
I did vote in 2016.
And why did you vote in 2016?
Because I feel like as an adult and also as a parent and a member of the community, if I do not get out and vote, then really I don't feel like I have a right to complain.
Are political ads affecting how you feel about politics right now?
They've affected how I felt about politics for a long time. I don't like the undertones of some of the ads. I don't feel like putting the other candidate down is the answer. I think they all need to be honest as to what they believe in, what they're standing up for. And I don't like the muddy water that comes with it.
Mudslinging is not pretty.
No.
So I think it's really interesting to see how over the generations it went from grandma and grandpa who were like, don't talk about this, to you who was excited about it. And then you slowly, gradually grew into it over your adult lifetime. Then there's me. I was coming home in seventh grade, so excited about it. I think that's such an interesting dynamic. Why would you say that your parents were not very excited or passionate about politics?
My parents just kind of wanted peace and they wanted the world to go on, you know. But then after the elections, that's when they, you know, got argumentative about the politics.
Aaliyah's grandma, Julia Kissick, got in on the conversation to speak for herself. Here's some of what she had to say.
I just don't like a lot of things about politics, so I don't talk about them.
So were your mom and dad political?
No.
Did you vote in 2016?
Nope.
Why not?
Didn't like anybody that was running.
Why didn't you like them?
Just didn't like them.
Do you feel like the candidates running for local and state elections for the midterms this November have done a good job connecting with you and the rest of the residents here in Athens?
No, not really. They could clean the town up and get things in order.
So that's the local representatives. What about the state representatives?
Don't know any of them.
Do you have faith in the way politics are headed locally and nationally?
No.
Why not?
Because I think if these guys get in there, nothing but a bunch of crooks.
Okay. So you don't have faith in the way that politics are going?
No.
Just want to double check on that.
That was Aaliyah Kissick interviewing her grandmother and mother about their thoughts on voting and politics. I'm Rachel Otwell, Illinois Newsroom.